Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And Beth Habhager.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, Beth. We'll talk more in a moment. We want to talk with our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center now. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, morning, you guys.
How are you doing over there?
I'm doing well. How was your weekend?
Doing good over here. We had a nice busy weekend and some nice weather to join us. A little bit of rain here and there, but nothing too bad. How was yours?
Yeah, not too bad here as well. Worked part of it, worked Saturday. So feel a little deprived of rest. But yeah.
You can get the rest you deserve. Yeah, well, you just go ahead and take the segment off, Paul. I'll do the weather.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a little a little bit of this and a little bit of that out there today, and you're gonna have some highs and some lows because it's Wisconsin, and I mean every 5 minutes it changes.
Exactly.
Did you get that nap in, Paul? Did you get that? No.
Yes, thank you.
I'll get out of your way. I'll let you do your job. I'll let you.
Yeah, not too far off of from what your path was there on the forecast. And still going to be some more cloud cover today and some partial sun breaking through at times as well with that. But otherwise, highs at about 70 tonight, partly cloudy and 50. And still warming up as we get into midweek, 73 tomorrow with a mix of clouds and sun. 54 on Tuesday night, just a spotty shower storm chance late. And then isolated shower storm chance Wednesday, partly sunny and warmer. Otherwise, low 80s Wednesday. Some more low 80s on Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun. And still back into a couple shower storm chances Friday. And then especially for the weekend, highs from 81 again Friday with some breaks of sun to mid-upper 70s this weekend with more showers expected as well. So certainly a warmer week ahead here for us in general. Than last week played out for us.
Yeah, and I know I was asking this last week, Paul, but it seems a little bit higher than usual.
Yeah, definitely going to be pretty warm this week from normals. Yeah,
is it possible we could see record highs for this time of year, or not that high, just higher than usual?
Yeah, I think just higher than usual. You know, looking at some of the records this time of year. Still, you know, well into the 80s. A lot of the records are like upper 80s, I think, this time of year, maybe 90 even. So probably nothing that's going to shatter those, getting in the neighborhood maybe a little
bit. Yeah, it seems like we keep breaking weather records all the time, no matter what the season. Yeah. So it's almost like you're expecting it almost. That's interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Looking forward to talking more tomorrow, Paul. You have yourself a great day.
All right, sounds good. You guys do.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. We'll have more from Paul tomorrow. Looking forward to that because it will change.
Yes, it will. Yeah. Oh, look, it's changing right now.
It's Wisconsin.
Let's catch up and see how everybody's weekend is. And a new fun part of this segment. We are including the audience.
Yay!
Oh, hey, good.
424-2600. You did anything fun in town this weekend? You want to tell us about it? We want to hear about it. 424-2600. Mm-hmm. How was your guys' weekend?
It was good.
How was it, dear? You can take this one.
Well, we actually got to spend a lot of it together, which was unusual.
That's very unusual. Yeah, it is.
So, no, it was good. We got some good family time in this weekend, got a walk in. We had worship yesterday morning, which went well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just kind of family bonding this weekend.
Yeah. A little bit, it had to have been nice, too. Even though it's probably not every weekend, it probably feels every weekend that one of you is out of town or you have something to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
So,
well, you still got the normal checks and balances, I'm sure, to do. It probably was nice to just be able to be in town, too.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Not having to do something like that.
Let's just stick around for once. It's nice.
And I got to say, this time of year, when you can have those weekends, man, I covet. I just love those.
Yes.
You know, they're just
because
it's going to be so busy coming up.
Yeah,
where almost every weekend is booked.
Everything's going on. Yeah,
that's good to hear.
How was your weekend, James?
Well, thank you very much for asking, listener. That was good.
That was something.
That's
that
the voice he usually uses when he does it too.
Yeah, yeah.
How trying was to fool weekend, everybody. James?
Especially because usually I try to skate past that one because I have nothing to say. I actually have something to say.
There we go.
I did something this weekend, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
Mark it down. Spent Saturday in a wonderful couple of places. First, we went to the International Crane Foundation in Babcock.
Oh, that is an awesome place. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'd never been there before, and I'll be honest. I was talking to Beth about this earlier. I went into it like I like nature, I like birds, but if on my own, I don't know if I'd have ever gone there.
Right.
I would have been so mad at that person though, myself, that wouldn't have gone there because I would go back there right now. It was amazing.
Yeah,
just the space that they've got out there for that. All these birds flying around and doing their thing, and you're a part like. It's when you go to a zoo, it's you're kind of like it's for us and they're there at this place. And I've been to a whole lot of foundations like this or societies like this where they've got this kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
There it was kind of like we were kind of like just we're in their house.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were in their area and it felt really cool to be a part of that. It felt cool to see all this nature, to hear those birds, seeing all the great people that are working so hard to keep our crane population strong and healthy, keeping an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved out here, I was living in Nakusa and on Lake Camelot, and my papa, was teaching me how to drive the boat, and actually learned how to drive a boat like long before I ever learned how to drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we did, we're flying around on the boat, and they see this magnificent bird that just looks like it's something from the prehistoric era that I'd never seen anything like it before, and it was a herring. And I was blown away by this magnificent looking animal and everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You think that's cool?" And you go a little farther, and I see this like not a field of cranes, but there had been like 15, 20 cranes just sitting in this cove.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Yeah, they hang out here all the time." And we would go back there for years, just going over there and just checking out that area and seeing these birds and getting to see all these different types of birds they have over there.
Mm-hmm.
I could not recommend it enough. I cannot imagine a person that couldn't go there and not enjoy themselves and not learn and take in something. Even just learning a little bit more about that magnificent bird and what Babcock in this area and this state has done for cranes is magnificent. If you're a proud Wisconsinite, you should be proud of that.
It's one of the true hidden gems of the state is the foundation there, because I've been there before too, and it's just I was a kid when I went there, but I can still remember how fascinated I was by seeing all these giant birds, these huge birds, and wow, this is amazing. So yeah, that's a good one.
There's so many good ones over there too, I had a great time. The black crowed crowned crane, the black crowned crane.
Mm.
These awesome looking guys.
Oh wow,
Yes.
So cool.
It looks like they've got a blonde afro or something on their head. Yeah,
there's a kinship to me.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
A little bit of a kinship, I think, with those. They're really beautiful. They're really cool.
Yeah.
The funny thing was, we did this and we did not know that we did this, and we happened to plan this on the one day that it's Membership Appreciation Day.
Oh wow!
So that place was packed.
I'll bet.
Incredibly. What was so cool to me too, I saw almost every different state license plate.
Yes,
I saw New Jersey, I saw Maine, I saw Alabama. Just a ton of different license plates from all over the country. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's truly international. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I get to the next stop, though, I did find a. I don't know. 424-2600. Tell me, is this a Wisconsin game that's always been around, or is it a new Wisconsin game?
Oh.
As kids and as fellow gypsies, as travelers, as the two of you are, my people, you guys know. What it's like to have lived in a number of different places, especially Beth. I know what you like. Know what this is like. We're used to playing road games. You know, spotting a blue car, or I see with my eye that one and everything. It was one of my Nana's favorites. Counting how many Quick Trips you pass.
Oh, no, that must be a newer one.
We got seven. We got seven.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty impressive. I thought that was pretty good. I was really blown away by that. I think that's a fun game, though.
It was pretty cool, yeah.
I don't mean this in a bad way or anything. I mean, it actually was a fun kind of game to play. Like, oh,
there's another one. Yep.
It was a fun one.
That's a great variation on the Count the Cows one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Count the Cows, yeah.
Yes.
I knew there was something it reminded me of. That was it. Yep. I couldn't place it.
Yep.
So, 424-2600. Have you played that game before, or is this an old game, or is it a new one?
So if you're going to do that, and at least when we played the Count the Cows, you got all the cows, but if you pass a cemetery, all your cows died, and you have to start from scratch.
Oh, wow. That's
so morbid. It's one of those cases where when you pass, like, a Shell station, all of your Quick Trips go out the window, and you have to start over?
Ah, yes. Yes, I think it is. I think it is. Yes.
Wow, that would make it hard, though.
Wouldn't
There's
it?
A lot of gas stations out there, man.
There's the challenge.
Yeah.
Beth has these sneaky, dark moments that I just love so much, and that was one of them. That was
killing the cows. That's what she's out there doing.
I do encourage people to check out the International Crane Foundation. Again, go to savingcranes.org, savingcranes.org, to find out more information. And a big thank you to them for having us and all the great work that they do over there with that.
Amazing.
It was a lot of fun. So were the ducks.
Oh, what?
We got to go on the ducks.
You got on the ducks?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, my God. First off, I don't have to explain the Wisconsin ducks to people out there. I'm not going to mansplain Wisconsin ducks to Wisconsinites. They're awesome. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't think, though, while we get the chance, because they're so close and because so many of us and our listeners out there have experienced these, I think in some ways they've gotten a little numb and a little normalized. It's so darn amazing. We had some people on the duck that we were on that were from out of town, and you could tell. And they were just, they came on, and they were a little rowdy. And they settled down immediately once the history started. And you could just tell that they were just sucked up into it, and they couldn't get enough of it. I did this one in sixth grade. We did the ducks.
Yep.
Okay.
And I ran into my friend Chris yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about in sixth grade when we got to do this and how much it was cool as kids and how much it influenced us. We thought it was really cool. But as an adult, getting to do it and really getting a chance to appreciate the history, really getting a chance to, like, just let it just wave over you and just take it all in.
Yep.
God, I loved it. There is a section of rock over there that there are only four places in the world where you will find it. Two of them are in Germany, and one of them is right here in Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's very
just
cool.
Just magnificent.
Fabulous.
Just the history, the story. Just, even if the host, what would you say, the person driving the boat?
Tour guide.
The guide, thank you. Even if she didn't say a word, just seeing the watermarks, the history right there, I would think would be just...
Fascinating.
Can't get enough of it, man. Yep. It was amazing. But another thing we never get a chance to do enough is the tour guides.
Yes.
The girl that we had doing it was phenomenal. She did such a great job.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I may have missed my calling.
You never know.
That should have been maybe what I did with my life. So, again, a big shout out to the original Wisconsin Ducks. Find out more Wisconsin Ducks tours. And if you haven't been in a while, get over there. Check it out. It's such a blast, and you will not be disappointed. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning on the show.
Nope, I think we lost him.
Oh, no.
Feel free to call back. 424-2600. Feel free to call back. That was a great experience. Really, really
cool.
A great fun time.
James got out of town.
He did.
I think that's the headline here. Let's not bury the lead.
I honestly could have driven to Babcock and driven back, and I'd have been happy. I was so happy to get out. I was just so happy to get up. Let's take this call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, we used to play that Count the Cows stuff too, and you lose them at the cemetery. But that was before the interstate even started. You know, I was back in the 50s. It would take us 8 hours to go from Racine to Stevens Point, where my grandparents lived, in the car back when I was a little kid.
That's awesome. That's awesome, sir.
It's a good game.
It's a great game. It's one of those games you haven't had to improve.
No.
It is what it is.
And it keeps you occupied for hours on end.
Exactly.
Keeps the kids occupied. Yes, that's the big part.
Yeah, no kidding.
Appreciate talking to you as always, sir. You have a great day.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more fun. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club's coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Feels like it loses a little steam on the second run.
Yeah.
Like, even the singer feels like it. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
How many times are we going to sing this?
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Mm-hmm. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook. Just hit up our pages, like those pages, and DM us your birthdays and anniversaries. Yes. You can, of course, call up. You have until about 8:30-ish around there. Call up 424-2600 and get us those birthdays and anniversaries that way. Singing Telegram. I hadn't thought of that one before.
Wow, that's really a good one.
Yeah, like go. Right there before. That
would be entertaining for us.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. As long as no one of us have a gun in the middle.
did you know that they still have those? That they still have singing telegrams.
Really?
It's still
a
thing. Yeah. I found out about it this weekend. I didn't know that was even still a thing, but I did. I was all blown away by it. I'm so glad there are still people doing that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So send us birthdays and anniversaries that way. Or it might be easier to just call up. It might just be easier to do that. I need a 1 through 3 from you, Beth.
Let's go 3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Betty Anderson.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy. Hope it's a great one for you, Betty.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Deb Fensel.
Happy birthday, Deb.
Happy birthday, Deb.
We wish you the best of days, Deb. Enjoy your day. And our qualifiers celebrating their second anniversary.
Aww.
Mitch and Lexi. And I'm not sure what to do with that.
Oh, great.
Take a look at that last name for a second there.
Monoton?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's better than what I would have done. What about you, Seth?
I think that's supposed to be a C. I think that's the type. I think it's McNaughton.
Okay, it is McNaughton.
That would be my guess.
I respect all of our great, wonderful European names we have.
That's true.
Exactly.
And I don't pretend to know all of them. So.
That's true.
Well, happy anniversary anyway.
Yeah,
Mitch and Lexi McNaughton have a great second anniversary. Second is so beautiful.
Yeah.
As much as I think like the 50th and 60th are amazing. Yep. These are just as awesome.
Everyone is, man. Yeah, it's
truly
awesome.
And
truly,
what they say is not true. The honeymoon phase can last as long as you want it to.
That's right. Have a great second anniversary, you two, and you're our qualifiers.
Yeah.
Cool.
Congratulations about that.
Yeah.
Let us take a look at our celebrity list. Taylor Day is 28. She's the Tay in country duo Maddie and Tay.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Don't know them that well, but I'll have to check them out. I'm learning.
He's learning.
Let's see here. Jason Sudeikis is 48 today.
Yeah.
She's 48. Wow.
Ted Lasso.
We're the Millers, Hall Pass, Horrible Bosses. Of course, Ted Lasso, as Beth mentioned there, and SNL.
Yep, that's
really
right.
Where you got to start. I think Jason Sudeikis is one of those guys that's made a nice career off of SNL, from SNL.
Yeah, not
everybody,
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's second act is always the greatest. Ted Lasso was huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are people that will say that we're going to look back at whatever happens with Apple, and it was basically the Married with Children Simpsons kind of thing with the Fox, with Fox Network, where it wouldn't be around without Ted Lasso. It was the real success story on that one. So that alone is going to help him. I'm curious to see how some of his off the field issues are going to play into his current casting going forward. Him and the Olivia Wilde stuff and everything. I don't know. I don't think either one of them look great coming out of it. So if anything, I think it's a little bit of a mutual destruction kind of thing.
Right. Oh, yikes.
But he's also worked really hard to be honest with people about his struggles. And being very clear in interviews about it. And I admire that. I admire that he's done that. And he is great on SNL. But he was one of those guys that came across like with an ego, but behind the scenes, none. Behind the scenes, very, very pushing other writers forward and helping other writers. And
that's cool.
A big person that he believed in and talks about this a lot is Tracy Morgan. where Tracy Morgan has a lot of, I really feel like a kinship to him in a big way because of his fear of his intelligence and how he comes across to people. Mm-hmm. And so Jason Sudeikis had a lot of credit early on as a writer in that room and would push Tracy to the front and be like, no, Tracy, your sketches are great. There's a wonderful one, an example of this. What up with that?
I remember that.
Keenan Thompson did.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan actually kind of got that started, and Keenan got it and was like, I like this. Let's do this. Okay. And so they turned it into a sketch, and it kind of forms with Keenan's touch and everything. Mm-hmm. Jason Sudeikis has one of the most memorable parts of that sketch, and he's not saying or doing anything. He's just doing the running man.
Right.
The whole time.
Yeah, he dances.
and you may never see Jason Sudeikis happier than in those sketches where he's just happy. He's just dancing. He's good. He's got his, like everybody, he's got his pluses and minuses. Right. But
You mean he's human?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Shocking, man.
James Marsden is 50. Wow.
Wow.
Teddy in Westworld, Cyclops in the X-Men trilogy. I think I forget that he was Cyclops. I almost forget that. But he was great on 30 Rock. He was really good on 30 Rock.
He's in the Sonic movies, too.
That's right.
He's there, too. So, yeah.
He's made a nice career for himself.
Yes, he has.
Wasn't he in Enchanted? Didn't he play the prince in
That's
Enchanted?
Right. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look at that. Like 5-6 roles we just rolled off
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah.
And stuff. I think that's a pretty
good
dang
career.
Nice career.
Yeah. Yep.
One of my early crushes, and a great actor. Very interesting what has happened with her career. Jada Pinkett Smith is 52.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Where she was and where she is now and how the public and all the different perception of her. But I don't think whatever you want to think or say about her, great actor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great actor.
100%.
Very good actor. Another great one. I'm not saying his name. I'm not giving him time. Lance Armstrong's 52. We're moving on. Aisha Tyler is 53. I'd rather talk about her. You may know her as Dr. Tara on Criminal Minds or Lana Kane on Archer or the more current host of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yep.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
She is a great voice actor, and I think a lot of other people might remember her from taking over. She was the person that took over for Joel McHale on The Soup.
That's where
I first saw her.
Wow.
And she was great on there. I was like, I don't know, I'm not going to like anybody. I love Joel.
Yeah.
Nobody's
going
to be as good as Joel. She came on and was like, okay, I like her. she's really good. She's really good.
Well, nice. And then she did a stint on one of those morning talk show, panel show kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like
Talk.
Yeah. Talk or the View
or
whatever.
It's called The Talk. Yeah. Okay. She was on that for a while.
Oh.
Frankie Avalon is 83 today.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Teen idol from the 50s who did all those beach movies.
Yes, with Annette Funicello. Yep.
Annette Funicello.
You got it.
His biggest hit was Venus, but you also know him from singing Beauty School Dropout in Greece.
That's right.
Yep.
That makeup they put him in, I don't know. I still to this day.
You think cameo? That is the classic cameo in any movie.
Nice. Good
You've
point.
Got it. If you want to know what a cameo is, just think of Frankie Avalon in Greece. That's a cameo.
That's a good one.
Really is. That's great. Yeah. I never thought about that before. That's a good dead on.
That and his 400 kids or how many kids he's got.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they're still counting them, man. They're still,
well, those beach movies were very popular.
There's only so much to do on a beach. I apologize. He's one of these people too that I think really, I don't say test in a mean way. I mean, like, truly test your respect. Cause I respect the guy. Mm-hmm. I respect his, what he's done in the industry. Not a fan. Now I can't handle the high pitched voice. I can't handle the high pitched singing. I can't. Seth knows this very well about me.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't like the falsetto. No falsetto for him.
I can't do it. It's him and the Maroon 5 guy. You know, like some of that I can't. But I can still respect. Unlike the Maroon 5 guy, I respect Frankie Avalon.
He was also a decent actor too. So you got to give him that. Yeah,
he was a good actor. He was a good actor. Speaking of okay actors, Robert Blake was 90 today. Would have been 90 today.
Oh,
we're moving on. Beretta. I'll mention Beretta.
I love Beretta as a kid.
And now these are the people I want to take some time with. First, the great, the legend, Fred Willard, born on this day in 1933. Phil's dad on Modern Family. A lot of younger people would know him as Martin Mull's partner on Roseanne. Mm-hmm. Ed Harkin on Anchorman. Lieutenant Bob in This Is Spinal Tap. He was the commentator in Best in Show.
Yeah.
I still miss him.
Every day. Fred Willard was one of the greatest character actors of all time, and one of the greatest timing. Whether it's drama, comedy, anything, his timing was perfect.
One of the funniest people ever, I think
so
you could
funny.
Say. He was so quick. He was, like you said, his timing was perfect, but he was also just a fabulous ad-libber. I mean, he could just come up with great lines like you can believe. I mean, yeah, he was one of the best.
And
if you've ever watched the Pitch Perfect movie, the guy that plays the male commentator on that, you can tell that his inspiration had to come from Fred Willard. It had to.
Yeah.
That's a great one to mention.
Yeah.
Fred Willard's one of these guys where he had such a prolific career that I promise you, almost all of us are forgetting roles and we're going to think of him later and like, oh, why didn't I mention that one? he was so good in this.
And he was one of those working actors. You saw him in almost every sitcom growing up in the 80s and the 90s.
Yep.
He would show up somewhere at some point.
He did a riff tracks with Mike Nelson, which is still one of my favorites. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta catch that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, is that cool? I didn't know that. Born in 1961, passed away in 2013, way too early, the great James Gandolfini.
He was good.
Obviously, Tony Soprano is what he will always be known for, and understandably so. He was it's one of the most iconic TV roles of all time. And I think when I think of greatest TV performances, James Gandolfini's in the top five of all time for me as far as his acting. Edie Falco is right there with him, will say. And I miss him every day. He's one of those people that I miss all the time. He was one of those ones that I was dying to see what he would do with his career.
Mm-hmm.
Once he could get away from and get off the Tony Soprano, like get off of him and everything, and get to really do some work. He did a role in True Romance that was very good, and he had a nice role in the Mexican, I think, with Brad Pitt that was good. But if you want to see him, watch The Last Castle. If you have no interest in The Sopranos or anything like that, watch The Last Castle with him and Robert Redford. And he hangs with Robert Redford.
Wow.
Him and Redford play off each other magnificently. James Gandolfini was a classically trained actor, was one of these guys that, given the opportunity, could have shown you what he was made of. Mm-hmm. As great as everything I said about Tony Soprano, we never got to see everything he could do.
Mm-hmm.
You saw every emotion and every angle on Tony Soprano's character, and you still didn't get to see everything James Gandolfini had in him.
Part of that had to do with the way he looked. He looked like one of those tough guys. You know, that's what it was. Even though he was one of the kindest, gentlest people in real life.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I saw him that I remember was in Get Shorty.
Yeah.
Where he plays Bear, the stunt man, who was, you know, supposed to be a tough guy, but he's not really. You know, he's he loves his daughter and all that kind of stuff. So, but he was great in that. But everything since then, amazing.
Enough said with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, his last movie. Mm. Beautiful movie. Wonderful one. And I believe he did the voice of in the Where the Wild Things Are. He was one of the voices in that. I almost forgot about that.
That'd be cool.
It's a good one. So a little bit of everything for
him. For him,
And Dee Dee Ramone, born on this day in 1951, passed away in 2002, bass player for the Ramones.
One of the original Ramones,
That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, but we wish you a great one to everybody celebrating out there. Enjoy your birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Enjoy with our great friends over at Misty's Menu.
Yes.
Treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're open till 2, 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Stateway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Take a listen to Melissa's News, and head on over to Misty's and enjoy yourself. If we're here with WFHR, locally grown radio. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Rhythm of the night in the morning and Jamaican music fall.
This is my middle school, right?
Yes, Beth. Yes, yes. Me too. Same here. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Locally grown radio. Beth, Seth, and James here with you. I'll get used to this.
It's been a while.
The Mondays were me and Melissa, so I'm with you.
I did try to combine your names right there.
Did.
I did. Speaking of Melissa, she will be joining us with The Kitchen's Open. Yes. We're looking forward to that. We have The Kitchen's Open segment coming up for you in just a little bit. We're looking forward to that. Great interview that she did with Tiana. Really nice feature that we had last week. We have part two this week.
Yes, we do.
Very excited about that. Looking forward to it. You can catch The Kitchen's Open every Monday in the 9 o'clock, right in the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour. Speaking of food, segues perfectly into National Burger Day.
Yes. Woo-hoo!
And let's talk burgers, everybody. They're great. They're awesome. Get one in your life. Happy National Cheeseburger Day.
Yes.
A poll for it found 82% of Americans love them. Everybody else is lying to themselves. I'm joking. In the poll, American cheese was the winner, but just barely. We're talking, what's the best cheese to put on a cheeseburger?
Okay.
424-2600, of course, audience participation is, you know, becoming mandatory. We need you guys' feedback on all of these segments.
Please.
So I want to know what you think the best cheese is to put on your burger. Want to hear from you out there. In this poll, they found American to be the winner. 66% like it on their burger. 65% like cheddar.
Yep.
Swiss is next at 43. Mm-hmm. Pepper Jack at 40. Provolone at 31. How about you two? You guys got a preference? I'm boring. I like the American cheese.
You like the regular plain old American cheese?
My dad and my pop are the adventurous ones. Swiss, provolone, they'll try everything. And my pop and dad really love Swiss. They like this, the holy cheese, they call it, on their burgers.
Holy cheese.
Yes,
it's so holy.
This is my family.
Not bad.
I'll do Swiss if there are mushrooms with it. Mushroom and Swiss burgers are really, really good. Right. Other than that, I'm more of a cheddar person myself. But,
I put anything I can, I put pepper jack on.
Yep.
That's where I'm at right now. Yeah,
we've been working together long enough. I knew the answer to that one too,
James.
Yeah, nice. That's good. Well, let's see what our caller likes. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Well, I have to agree with you, Seth. Pepper jack is good. But I think it depends on what type of burger you have. I mean, if I have obviously a mushroom and Swiss, you're going to do Swiss. But pepper jack is pretty much my go-to. Throw a little jalapenos on the burger, do with it a little bit with the pepper jack.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Are we getting hungrier and hungrier with every word we're saying there. That is a good one, sir. Thank you for the feedback, as always. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good one. 424-2600. What would you put on? What kind of cheese is the best cheese for your burger? A bunch of fast food chains have deals today, so if you are hungry, we are getting you hungry.
Okay.
Head on over to McDonald's. McDonald's has double cheeseburgers. They're 50 cents today through their app.
Wow.
Whoa.
Burger King has deals the next 3 days. Today, reward members get a free cheeseburger with any purchase. Tomorrow, it's a free Whopper Jr., and on Wednesday, Whoppers are only $3.
Wow. Not bad.
I think smart to expand it. Take advantage of this. I mean, this is your wheelhouse. If you are a burger place, this is what you've been waiting for. Wendy's, through Friday, junior bacon cheeseburgers cost 1 cent with any online purchase.
Wow. We don't have
it's
any
It's not
Wendy's
open
around
yet.
There's one coming to Plover, but it's not open yet.
That's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen, free cheeseburger with any order of $1 or more.
That's a great deal.
So you get your ice cream, and then let's garnish it with
Buy
a cheeseburger.
Buy your milkshake and get your cheeseburger on the side rather than their cheeseburger with milkshake on the side.
Yeah.
And I take a little heat for this one, but I maintain and I will back, and there are a few businesses that I would welcome to advertise for. White Castle is one of them.
Oh, I'm with you, man.
Yeah? My people.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally with White Castle.
Love White Castle. Buy one, get one sliders through Wednesday, but only one per customer. That's a rough deal. That's not enough.
Sliders are small.
I have to share my favorite story of White Castle ever. My papa, who was a semi driver for over 40 years, he would go to every White Castle he could, and when he would order two drinks. because he was worried the person that was taking his order would make fun of him for how much food he was ordering. And if he had two drinks, oh, he's got to be have two people in there. He's got to have two people in the cab. He's ordering two drinks. So he would always order two drinks, and he never finished the second one.
Did he never figure out that they could probably look in the cab when he picked it up?
I don't know. It's just, my papa has nothing in his life like this. He doesn't worry about what other people think of him or anything. It's the one thing he ever had like that.
A little picadillo, yeah.
It's good.
Love it.
Something called Crystal has dollar sliders today through their app. Okay.
That's a gas station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not sure if there are any local businesses doing anything. If there are, please call up 424-2600. Let's spread the word about that. We'd love to support local, buy local.
Well, and even if they're not doing something special, today's the day to go hit those local, like Chips. Yes. We've got a wonderful place over here on the west side.
We got any new listeners out there. If you haven't taken yourself to Chips, do your taste buds a favor and get on over to Chips. Love our friends over at Chips.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, get some Culver's in your life. Misty's Menu has amazing burgers. Yep. Amazing burgers. You can't go wrong. We are so spoiled in this area.
We are.
Like, you throw a rock, you're going to find a good cheeseburger, man. Get cheeseburger in your life. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. No Coke.
Good. I was going to say no Pepsi. Yeah, Coke, no Pepsi.
I don't know how many of our people out there. I know our Midwestern listeners out there probably get this, but for those that don't know, that was a real bit. As a kid, my dad would take me to those gyro shops or the burger joints run by a lot of the Greek families.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly how it was. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They did not do any like over-exaggerating with those sketches at all.
No.
It was get your order in, get out of the way, let the next person up. No niceties. No. They weren't mean. They weren't rude.
No.
But it was very, what are you, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, oh, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Yep.
And then the next, no Coke, Pepsi, no Coke. No. There was no, I'd like a Diet Coke or I'd like a cherry Pepsi. No, it was either Pepsi or Coke. It was straight up. That was all you were getting. It was nothing. But water, maybe a water.
It's probably the most famous one is the Billy Goat Tavern. Is probably the most famous about that whole thing. That's where that came from. So
good.
Yeah.
Get a cheeseburger in your life, people. We'll come right back with some more fun in the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Beth, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. We got some fun stuff lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll kick it off with the kitchens open. Melissa's got a great part two of her interview with Tiana from the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to hearing that. That's going to be good.
Tiana,
we know
Ham. Her name is Ham.
It's such a great name. Such a great name. Also, we'll have some entertainment news in there. And, it's, of course, some local good stories of the day. Some That Ain't Right stuff. But we're talking Disney villains now. Looking forward to this one. I've been wanting to get into this for a couple of months, actually. I've had this list in front of me, and I was waiting for an opportunity to not only have a good time for this and some time to talk about it, but honestly, I wanted Beth to be on with us. Beth,
I wonder why.
It's a bit of your wheelhouse. You've got a number of wheelhouses. This is one of them. For our audience that doesn't know, Beth worked at Disney for a while.
I did.
And still a big fan of Disney,
I
understand.
Oh, absolutely.
Know the history a little bit better than I might with some of these characters. So let's get into this. Variety ranked the top 10 Disney villains.
Okay.
And do we want to start at 10? Want to go 10 up here?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So at number 10, and audience, please feel free to jump in on this one, 424-2600. At number 10, Jafar from Aladdin.
Okay, yeah.
Ah, he's good.
Yep.
Should be mentioned. Should be thrown into the mix. How you let a parrot be your right-hand man, feel like
that
that's...
That was his first mistake.
They probably didn't, you know.
Especially when voiced by Gilbert Gottfried.
Exactly.
You know, that should have been a tip-off, really.
God bless Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
God, that's such good casting. Just as good of... Not just as good, but if you can't get Gilbert Gottfried, having John Oliver is very good number two. I feel like this is an upset already, looking at these next two names. But me, personally, I think maybe my favorite Disney villain shows up at number 9 already.
Oh, wow.
but Captain Hook from Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah.
Looky, yep. Looky, I got Hooky. I'm going to do it, Smee. Smee, stop me, Smee.
That has to be one of my favorite versions of that movie.
Specifically the Dustin Hoffman one, right? Yeah.
In a movie featuring not only Robin Williams, but Robin Williams acting like a kid.
Yes.
And the biggest Robin Williams fan any of you will ever know, and right here, and I will still tell you, that's the best part of those movies. And Robin's not even number two for me. Number two is the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every so good single at that. Kid in that movie is perfectly cast and does such a good job. I forget who his wife is in that. Darn it! But she's great too. Mm-hmm. And the guy who lost his marbles. It's one of my favorite scenes ever. I love it. Oh, he finally found his marbles.
He finally found his marbles.
It's so sweet. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. I love that movie so much. I feel like that's an upset. I feel like Hook should be way higher on the list.
But I think this is thinking more of the animated one.
Yeah.
You know, I think Dustin brought a whole new level to Captain Hook that was not there in the cartoons.
Agreed. I almost feel like he changed the arc of the character.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Like anybody who plays it now, instead of playing it as a mean villain or whatever. Yep. I don't know how Jude Law did with it, but I would almost I'd just go back and I'd be trying to do a bad Dustin impression almost. Yeah.
And shout out to Bob Hoskins too, by the way, as Smee. He did a great job of that too.
So good. Those two were so good.
They played up well off of each other.
Number eight, the humans in Bambi.
Wow.
A little surprised it was a little higher on the list.
I'm surprised it made the list at all.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's very appropriate.
Could there have been a more, you know, okay, you see the first couple of Disney movies, and I think Bambi was the third one they came out with.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all this in the middle, you get Bambi's mom is killed.
Yeah. It's rough.
Yeah.
It's
like
reading the end of Old Yeller, you know?
The only thing rougher is for first-time parents who hadn't seen Bambi playing it for their kids and having no idea what they were walking into.
Answer some tough questions after that.
Yeah.
What happened to Bambi?
Should I have said spoiler alert before that, by the way? Lady Tremaine from Cinderella.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's her name?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. She's just the evil stepmother. That's what they usually just call her.
And every stepmom in history has been like, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks a lot. I'm a good person. I'm not familiar with this one because this is one of the ones I had not seen. Yasmin from The Emperor's New Groove?
Oh, yeah, Yasmin.
Yasmin. Okay.
Voiced by Eartha Kitt.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's nice.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, is that
she
good?
Was, and it's that you know, that nice silky kind of, mm-hmm. but it's that sinister silk to
nice.
It. So she does a phenomenal job with that.
While I think we could spend hours and hours and hours on Disney's love of female villains.
Oh, yeah.
I do think that it's noteworthy when one stands out.
Yes.
That mm-hmm. says something to me.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's it. And Eartha Kitt. My God.
She's
Eartha
awesome. Kitt. Yeah.
Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Way too high on this list.
You think
way
so?
Way too high.
Yeah.
He's kind of boring.
But he's a boring villain. He's a stereotypical, like he's one of the easiest villains they have.
Yeah.
Although I will say that oftentimes, like, it tells you, maybe the credit to the writing or maybe not, but just a simple change. Like, because usually Gaston is the Prince Charming.
Exactly.
He's the guy who comes in and saves the day. Beast is the villain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In that one, just a couple of little changes, a little tweaks here and there, and Gaston becomes the villain and the Beast becomes the hero.
Yeah.
Which I give Disney credit for. I give, the creator of the Beauty and the Beast credit for.
Right, old story.
But that's kind of, you don't see that a lot in their mm-hmm.
But in the end, though, I mean, they make Gaston a little too cartoony. He's a cartoon, but still, his villainy is like a little over the top.
Well,
it's
part of that egomaniac kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it shows you how all of us could have a little bit of a villain in us, because if we let our own selfish desires get the better of us.
To James' point, you could, like you said, you could change the story where Gaston is the hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could just a little bit and you could change it. Yep.
Number four, Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians.
She's one of the best.
She is one of the best.
Nice. Do you know that it took me till I was well into adulthood to figure out her name was Devil?
Yeah.
Cruella Devil, because it's de Vil.
Yep.
It took me. Apparently, I wasn't the only one.
I know we're 4 minutes early here, but we're just gonna go to the top of the hour.
Apparently, James has not seen the live action version of this film.
No,
neither have I. Actually,
the license plate is DEVIL, so you really see it on the
you
license plate, and then you see devil. Yep.
In my I have no defense, but in my little bit of defense, this wasn't one of my movies. It was right. My brother and sister's
right.
Movie.
There you
they
go.
Watched right. It a bunch. So my experience of 101 Dalmatians is hitting the VHS player, turning it on,
and leaving.
I will say I was a little curious about the movie, the live animation.
Yes.
One. I'm a big fan of Emma
Glenn Close
Stone.
Emma Stone.
Okay, so you're talking about the most recent.
Oh, yeah,
because there was one
the
back in the 90s
I would have
that
seen
came
too.
Out
yeah.
That had Glenn Close as Cruella, and she does a phenomenal job with it.
Yeah, being honest, I had no idea of that either, Seth. I just at 46, I just learned that. I did no idea, to be honest.
I was well into my 30s, so yeah.
I had no idea. As we're wrapping up on time here, we got the top three. Number three, Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's evil.
Great voice,
yes.
Too.
Great voice. Another great one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Scar from The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
Different kind of evil.
Yes.
Different
yes.
kind of evil, Scar. It's one thing it reminds me a little bit of, not Snow White, but it's one thing to like be a villain, but it's another like come take down family. Like
right.
that's a whole level of evil to me that's so
Hamlet,
much different.
Yeah, basically Hamlet.
Yeah.
But again, if you're going to get a Scar villain, you need Jeremy Irons
to do
the voice.
That
you
voice.
Know,
man, bless Jeremy Irons. Man, Jeremy Irons. And number one on the list, does anybody want to take a guess? Does anybody want to take
a
guess?
It better be Maleficent.
Maleficent. That's what I call her. I would agree, yeah.
Beth, we are okay. Beth,
okay.
It is Melissa. It is. Melissa from the Sleeping Beauty franchise.
Yes.
I have no problem with that.
None.
None whatsoever.
Because
yeah.
she's a complicated villain.
She is.
She doesn't, because you can agree with some of her problems
yes.
that
yeah.
she has,
yes.
the gripes that she has. Because,
especially
like,
in the live action version with Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
The way that
yep.
they've dived into that character. Yes, beautiful.
It's very cool.
I would say that it was almost up until that I never really thought much about that character. It's again, you change just you tweak
yep.
things,
mm-hmm.
just
you
change things a little bit, and all of a sudden the hero becomes the villain becomes the hero.
Right.
Yep.
And maybe more importantly to Disney, you get a whole new turn on it. There's revisions and remaking things, and then there's, if I just move this right here, I've got three more movies.
That's right.
I've got a whole new brand. This franchise that might have seemed dead or on life support, now, boom.
Moneymaker.
Yep.
I'll cast Angelina Jolie. Boom.
Yep.
Even bigger.
Yep.
But you do have to still pull them off. You
right.
can't
true.
Just
very
do
true.
All that and have it work. Those movies work.
Well, and those movies wouldn't have happened if the original character weren't so intriguing. And if you go back and watch that animated movie, you see that transformation, and that it's that desire for power that is within us all. We can identify with that villain.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of honorable mentions. Hades from Hercules.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a good one.
Yep.
It's the last thing that James Woods did that I
yes.
liked.
Yeah.
Prince John. Prince
yes.
John from
Robin Hood. Yep.
I forgot about
Peter
that
Ustinov.
One.
Oh, he did a great job with that one.
The Robin Hood is like that and Sword in the Stone,
mm-hmm.
one and two for me all
yep.
time.
Robin Hood yep. is my favorite,
I love the Robin Hood one. So good. And we'll keep this going if you guys got any for you. 424-2600. Otherwise, that was fun, guys. That was
yeah,
fun.
That was great.
We'll be back with more right here on... Wait a minute, Seth.
Let me clear my throat.
Yeah, you got this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.